This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Sharitz and Shaoning. Now, the retail industry is one that has seen significant changes and disruption with the rise of e-commerce and technology. And taking a look at the scene here in Malaysia, independent retail research firm Retail Group Malaysia, or RGM, they've revised downward their retail sales growth forecast for 2019 to 4.4% from the 4.9% estimated in June. And this is after retail sales for the second quarter came in below market expectations.
So this is the second revision in the annual retail sales growth rate, and the Malaysian retail industry saw about 4.5% on-year jump in retail sales in the second quarter of 2019, but this was still less than projected by members of the Malaysian Retailers Association, who were hoping for a 5.5% increase in retail sales.
So joining us on the line this morning for some insight into their forecast is Tan Hai Sin, Managing Director of Retail Group Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Hai Sin. Now, the retail sales growth for the second quarter fell short of expectations. Is this a concern for Malaysian retailers?
Malaysia retail industry second quarter 2019 grew at 4.5%. This is 1% lower than our earlier projection, which was 5.5%. Although it is below our expectation, it is not a concern at this moment, as the current local economy is not favorable. Consumers do not have extra money to spend on goods. They are concerned on the future. This is very consistent with the Consumer Confidence Index published by MIER, which has been staying below the 100 points confident level. It has been so since the last general election in 2018. Once the economy improves, consumers will return to spend more.
And what's your projection for the third quarter of this year, given that it will be compared against quarter three 2018 when there was a tax holiday? And how will the result be skewed?
For the third quarter of 2019, our projection is 3.2%. This is a reasonable projection. As compared to a year ago, during the third quarter of 2018, the growth rate was 6.7%. It was much higher because of the 2 months of zero GST. We enjoyed a tax holiday during that particular quarter with 2 months. Consumers were spending more as they were trying to enjoy the lower prices they have. That's why the projection for this year, third quarter 2019, is only 3.2%. This, in fact, is the lowest quarterly growth rate that we're going to have for 2019.
And looking at consumer trends, do you see retail stores being impacted by competition from online shopping platforms?
Online retailing has been taking away sales from physical store in Malaysia. This has been so for many years. However, the impact is not significant, right? The weaker retail figures during the last 2 years had been due to the economic condition in Malaysia and around the world, right? It's not due to the major shift in the way consumers buy things. We are also going to see more and more online retailers opening physical stores. For this year, 2019, we are also witnessing quite a large number of foreign retailers opening physical stores in Malaysia, not just in Klang Valley, not just in Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, but also in Johor Bahru, in Penang and Ipoh and Kuching.
So, Hai Sin, you're quite bullish about brick-and-mortar stores, but aren't we seeing more and more Malaysians forgoing the malls for the comfort of online shopping, especially among the millennial age group?
Malaysian consumers are not avoiding physical store. Just look at the weekend crowd at the popular shopping center in all the major cities in Malaysia. Even for millennia, they are not just sitting at home and ordering everything online. To prove that they are still shopping, they still visit physical store. Just look at this year. They queue for soft serve ice cream in Family Mart. They spend 2 hours queuing for the latest bubble tea. They spend 3 hours in the Hai Di Lao hotpot restaurant. The reason Uniqlo costs limited edition T-shirt, right? Look at the queues that people went to the physical store in Uniqlo just to grab that particular T-shirt. The recent Spao Jimala event in some of Velocity Mall, there were a long queue in there. Look at also the crowd gathering at the Art Box in Bandar Sunway. All this proof that millennials are still visiting physical store. Right. It's just as long as you're able to provide the product offering that appeals to them.
Thank you so much, Haisin. And that was Tan Haisin, Managing Director of Retail Group Malaysia. And interesting that he actually disputes the fact that e-commerce is really to blame for people shifting away from physical stores, because he's arguing that that isn't actually happening. Rather, you do see, if anything, the drop in foot traffic at physical stores is due to the Malaysian economy. And actually, we are seeing online retailers actually opening up physical presences as well.
I'm not quite sure I believe it, because you know why? I always think Malaysians will still go to malls regardless.
Yeah.
A, because it's indoors. B, it has something, you know, it has something for everybody, so you can go and have your meals there. There's F&B. But when I look around and I see people carrying stuff, they're not carrying any shopping bags. They're just walking around.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how much of it is really, you know, are people really going out there and spending their dollar. The other thing I'm a little bit skeptical about is just looking at the sheer number of packages that arrive at our BFM office every day from different companies. I mean, whether it's Lazada, Shopee,
Zalora,
there's so many.
Well, it's
so
different. Because we probably don't have time here. I mean, it's a lot of people don't have time here. But I think you got to give credit, Shawnee, in the sense, you know how we mentioned that there was that limited edition? It's the way they market things. I think that's where retail are trying to be very creative.
They need to be clever.
Maybe pivot their models to take advantage of a dual sort of e-commerce and physical shop sort of strategy. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.